That's it in here. Watch this.
Are you calling somebody?
Yeah, call somebody.
Who are you calling?
Hello, sweetie. You going to answer? Embarrass you? She's not going to answer. yeah. You going to sit down right here? Sit right here. There you go.
I'm little.
Yeah, you're little. Go right there. Come on, right there, both of you. There you go. But I'm going to talk to you a little bit about talking to God a little bit. You know, I have a telephone, and I won't talk to my wife. I have to call her on my telephone, which she's not around. All right? And, you know, when I was in college, I had to go downstairs from the dorm, and I have a pocket full of coins, and we had to put them in the payphone so I could talk to my wife. Because she was about 150 miles away or something like that, maybe a little farther.
And you, like a phone that you had to use?
And you know something else, when I wrote letters, you don't see many people do a lot. I wrote letters, and I found one the other day. I had written my mom when I was in college. Any of y'all ever write any letters?
Yeah, I have.
You written a letter?
Mm-hmm.
Any of you ever send any postcards? Cards? You ever send
I've
a card?
I've three to Santa Claus, and we still have three. Not my toys, right?
Oh, you sent one to Santa Claus, and you...
Three, actually.
Three, huh?
Every time I put the RAC card that goes 80 miles an hour, and it still hasn't...
It still hasn't got that RAC card that goes 80 miles an hour?
No.
I'm three, and I'm not two.
Okay, you're three and not two. Well, you know... God has made it possible for you to talk with Him. And you don't need a cell phone anytime.
No,
okay?
You just need to pray.
You just need to pray. And you know what He's told us in Matthew, in His Bible? He said, "Lo, I'm with you always." He said, "I'm always with you." Now, you can't see Him, but He's always with you. There's another passage where He says, God says He sent His Holy Spirit.
You can see Him in your heart.
His Spirit. Well, you just know He's there because He said it and you believe, all right? So that means that any time you can pray and talk with Him. Anytime. And when I was a kid and I come home and I'd have a real bad day at school, and I'd get on my horse. Get bullied. Didn't do good at school, grade wise or something. And I was disappointed. I would go get on my horse, and I got on my horse so I could get away from everybody else. And I would go out on my horse.
So you basically want to get some me time?
I get so I could get away so I could talk to the Lord.
Okay,
and
so
you know, He hear me. Now, you remember I said that you don't need a cell phone. Okay, you don't need a phone to talk to the Lord. So you can pray and talk to Him just like you're talking, if you're talking to me or one of your friends, and He's going to hear you. But the other thing is that, you know, He's already written you a letter. Yeah. How many of you can read? You read? Didn't even read yet?
Yeah.
Well, you'll eventually be able to read, and you can always have somebody read to you.
Every night,
yeah.
I read one chapter.
Do you?
Magic Treehouse.
Oh. Well, this is a Bible. And this is like a letter. And God has written you a letter. And sometime when you come to Sunday school, they're going to read out of it. Okay? Or they're going to tell you something out of it. Because they're reading and telling you about the letter. Okay? Hey, right here. Okay? All right. Let's go to the Lord and pray. All right. Today. And let's thank Him. Since it's celebrating the 4th of July, let's thank Him for our country. That's something we can do today. Okay, can I get your attention?
I have to do fireworks and boom.
Boom, yeah.
And it hurts my ears.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Let's pray, all right? You ready?
Yeah.
Close your eyes. Father, we thank You for today. We thank You for Your love and Your mercy. And Lord, we thank You for all these children. And I know they would like to say, Father, thank You for Mom and Dad, and thank You for my brothers and sisters. And Lord, we thank You for our country. We thank You for You've given us so much here. And it's a wonderful thing that we're able to sit in church this morning and talk about you. We forever praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.